This podcast is brought to you by Church of Living Waters. Find out more information at colw.info. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. The text began to speak to us about the Amalekites taking things that didn't belong to them. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, when David and the men returned home from war, they reached Ziklag and found it destroyed by fire, and the wives and the sons were taken captive by the Amalekites. And David and the men wept aloud until they had no strength to weep anymore. Have you ever just wept till you had no strength to weep anymore? They reached the breaking point, and the people even turned against David, wanting to stone him. But then something rose up in David. He strengthened himself in the Lord, and he asked him, "Shall I pursue the troops? Will I overtake them?" And the Lord responded, "Pursue, for you shall overtake them and recover all." Verse 30, chapter 30, verse 8 says, David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I pursue the troops? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered and said, "Pursue, for you shall overtake them without fail, recover all." Just want to speak to you for a few minutes about what it is to pursue and recover what's been lost. Pursue and recover what's been lost. We have to understand something, that the Amalekites came into the camp and they begin to take the sons and they begin to take the daughters. Wes, help me right quick for a minute. Bring some of the teenagers up here with me if you can. The Amalekites came in and they begin to, there was a raid that take place in the camp. And the sons and the daughters, they was all around. They was all in the camp. They was in the camp. And the Amalekite, Wes is the Amalekite. He's that Amalekite. Come on. Help me. He's the Amalekite. And he began to take the sons and he began to take the daughters. He began to raid the camp. Take them away. Take them away. Wherever you take them, just take them. Get them out. Just stay right there. Just stay. Y'all good. Just stay right there. If y'all can stand, I know you can stand just long enough. Just stay right there. The Amalekites, but for something, some odd reason, the parents was upset. The men of God was upset with David, and they wanted to stone David. And David says, "God, shall I pursue and overtake?" And God said, "Yes, pursue and overtake." See, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Christ said, "I come that you may have life, and that you may have life more abundantly." See, David was now in great danger. But here's the deal. David did not get bitter, nor did he get frustrated. And oftentimes when something has been taken from us, the first thing we do, we get bitter and we get frustrated. And when you get bitter and you get frustrated, it kills the momentum of you recovering what God is calling you to recover. It kills it. That's why the Bible says to guard your heart, because out of your heart is the wellspring of life. But how can I guard my heart when my sons and my daughters have been took captive by the enemy? I'm mad. I'm upset. And some of our sons and daughters have been held captive by the enemy. What are we going to do? Are we going to sit and let the enemy have his way? Or are we going to get up and are we going to fight? Because here's the deal. Even some of our family members, laughing because the enemy have taken your son and have taken your daughter by drugs and alcohol, and the enemy is laughing in your face, and what are you going to do? Uh-oh. Here's God. This is what God would say. Not only have the enemy robbed us, but we've given some things away. We have given some things away. We're giving it away. Say, here, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. No, not on my watch. Not on my watch. I will not shrink back. I will not let up, but I will stand and fight. This is so good. Because the sons and daughters will be recovered. And the Bible begins to say that Job, in Job chapter 42, 12 and 14, the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. Why? Because in the midst of it, he began to bless God. He began to bless God. Watch this. This is so unique. You have to catch this. Because David began to speak a word. And David began to tell the priests, go get me the ephod, the priestly garment. Let me help you. The ephod is a connection between him and God. Get me a priestly garment. And what you and I have to do when something been taken from us, we got to lift up a shout and a praise unto God. That's the only thing that's going to give you the ability to receive what God got for you. And so he says, I want you to pursue. I want you to overtake. I want you to go back, and I want you to go, and I want you to get the sons and daughters. I want you to go, and I want you to take them back. But Lord, how should I go? Lord, I just want to bless you, God. In spite of, God, what I'm going through, in spite of what my family going through, I bless you, God. Enemy, in the name of Jesus, I command you right now to loose my daughter, loose my son in Jesus' name. I come up against you in the name of Jesus. That's fighting. Oftentimes, you and I want to fight with these. You want to fight in the physical, but you'll never win a battle trying to fight from a physical standpoint. The Bible says, guess what? There's a spiritual battle that is going on, and there's a war that is going on in Ephesians. And it says, guess what? You and I must take up the whole armor of God, that we must fight in the days of evil. How should I fight the spiritual battle? I fight the spiritual battle by praying. That's our fight. That's our fight. And so David began to go, and he began to take them back because the Amalekites got him. Can you imagine David coming and just kind of taking back the sons and the daughters? Do you see that? It seems like David was like, he was like, no, just give me my sons and give me my daughters back because I'm inquiring of them, because the Lord said, them back. I don't think he was like that. See, the enemy don't care about you coming to him all kind of like, you just give me, please, if you would just give me. No. I'm not going to please give you. Give me what belongs to me. Come on. I'm just taking them all back. I just want every last one of my sons and I want every last one of my daughters. I'm taking them back. I'm taking them back for the kingdom. Come on, give God a shout of praise. I got them. They back in the camp. They back in the camp. They in a place where God wants them to be. They're in a place of safety. They're in a place of protection. They there for a reason. They're there for a reason. The reason why they are there, because guess what? I did not sit back. I did not sit back. And so here I am. I'm standing and saying, not on my watch. You took them once before, but you won't take him again. You got my son, you got my daughter, but guess what? You won't take him again. I'm gonna fight. But God, I've been fighting too long. Guess what? I've been fighting, but God, I don't see the manifestation, God. I want it now. God said, I know you want it now, but it's not gonna be on your time, but it's gonna be on my time. You just keep on fighting. You just keep on fighting. And oftentimes, we get tired. I don't want to fight. You guys can sit down. I know they're saying, when are you going to let me sit down? Come on, give them a hand clap of praise. Recover. Slap somebody a high five and say, it's time for you to recover. Come on, slap somebody a high five and say, it's time for you to recover. Come on, why are you still sitting down there looking all cute? It's time for you to begin to recover. You can't look cute in this thing here because this is a battle. I like to dress up and I like to put on stuff, but I can't. And when it's time to battle and when it's time to do war, I got to have on my war clothes. Do you have some war clothes? Do you have some war clothes? But then it says that the joy and the peace was recovered. When you fight, joy and peace will be recovered. And I sense that a lot of people have lost their joy. And they're sitting around frustrated and they're sitting around discouraged because there's no joy. The enemy have creeped in. Where are you, watchman? That's what God would say. I thought you the one supposed to be standing at the gate. Are you the gatekeeper? Come on, man of God. Are you the gatekeeper? Are you letting the enemy come in and rob? Well, I wish I can tell him something. You know how we can get, right? When somebody's charging us up about something, somebody stole some things from us. You know how we can get, right? Who you think you coming up talking to me all like that? Who you think you are? You know, you got my stuff and now you coming trying to chastise me behind mine? Uh-oh. Come on, somebody better hold me back because I'm about to say something in just a few minutes. Hold me back, Lord. Hold me back, Lord, because I want to really tell them a piece of my mind because they done got my stuff. They got my stuff, and I really want to tell them off. Oh, come on. I know you've been at work and you done lost your job because somebody else stole it from you. Come on. Uh-oh. No, I'm good, no. Where's the peace, man of God? Where's the joy, woman of God? Where is the joy? When I was rising up this morning, I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say, you know, son, you can sit in a seat of discouragement all you want, but it's not going to get you nowhere. You can sit in a seat of discouragement all you want, and you can cry about it all you want, but crying is not going to get you nowhere. Uh-oh. Talk to me, somebody. You know, mama says, son, why are you crying over spoiled milk and spoiled? You can't cry over it, but you got to get up and do something. You got to get up and do something. The Bible says in Psalms 30 and 11, you have turned my mourning into joy for dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and you gave me clothes. You clothed me with joy. God clothed us with joy. Why are you letting the enemy rob you of your joy? Matter of fact, why are you giving your joy away to the enemy? Why are you giving it away and it belongs to you anyway? God, you are God's property. I'm God's property. Why can't we let the enemy raise havoc with our life? Oh, he's speaking to me. He's not just speaking to you. Come on, somebody. The message hit me before it hit you. Oh, he preaching to us. No, I'm preaching to everybody, me included. What are we going to do? And that's what God is saying. Son, what you going to do? Are you going to fight? I love it. Because in the passage of Scripture, you got to get this clearly. David did not know where the people were. And David run up on a man that was a part of the Amalekite camp. Now, I'm going to tell you how the enemy is so treacherous. He'll use you and drop you off. Because in the text, it speaks about the man was laying there for 3 days left behind because he couldn't move any longer. David ran up on him and questioned him, who are you? What are you doing here? So David began to give him water. He began to give him food. And they say, oh, I was with those guys that who raided the camp. David said, wait a minute. Where are they? Where are the people? Well, I really can't tell you, because if I tell you, they'll kill me. But I will tell you, but please don't let them know I told you. That's powerful. Because when you understand that, and when you get a revelation of that, even the enemy will become your footstool. Even the enemy that seems like he have taken things from you and he dumped somebody else off that was running with him. Oh, I know where they are. I know where they are. Come on, somebody. Are you blessed today? Come on. Psalms 29:11 says, the Lord give his people strength. The Lord bless them with peace. Come on, your strength are found in the Lord. It's not found in the things of this world. It's in the Lord, in the Lord only. But here's the deal. The Bible says that David got everything back and some. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. And you may say, well, how can I recover all? You recover all by receiving the word of God by faith concerning your situation. You recover all by believing the word of God by faith concerning your situation. And you begin to speak the word over your situation. If you're not talking, ain't nothing happening. It's when you open up your mouth, things begin to happen. Begin to open up your mouth and begin to put it in the atmosphere. Don't you know that you and I have an angel that is assigned to our life? I'm going to send my angel to go and recover back what the enemy have taken from me. You have an assignment. The angel is an assigned to you. Amen? I want to get it back, reclaim it, redeem it, take back. Don't you know the enemy have to give you double for your trouble? Some of you are going to get double for your trouble. Come on, somebody. See, that was a praise break right there. You know, you didn't rob, you didn't step into my house. I think I heard Wes say that. One money's, you know, you done broke in and took everything, and you got to give it back to me sevenfold. When you catch a thief, guess what? He got to pay back. You got to pursue. What are you still doing sitting there? You know some things been taken and you just still sitting there just looking. I've been saying, Lord, you know what? I'll bless you. I'll bless you, because here's the deal. Your health are failing. Won't you reclaim your health back? Because Jesus says, by your stripes, by his stripes, you're healed. Come on. His name is above what? Come on, somebody. All names. I'm going to recover my health back. It seems like the enemy got me down right now, and I really don't feel like getting up. Have you ever just been there? I don't feel like doing anything. But, man, when you begin to praise, it awakens something on the inside of you. Now, I'm shifting gears here. Because 2 or 3 weeks ago when I was in this house, God spoke a word to me. And at the end of the service, God always give me names. I don't know why he do me like that. You know, he always give me names. I don't know why he do me like that. And I'm saying, okay, God, what's the deal with this here? It keep coming up all of a sudden. Every time I hit the door, I'm hearing his name. I keep hearing his name. I'm tired of names, God. I don't want to deal with no name. No, I'm going to give you a name. And here's the deal. Every time I hit that door, and when I sat over there, I kept hearing the name George. A name George. A name George. And George, I want to see you after service, because I need to pray for you. I need to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's kind of awkward. But let me help you. God trafficked in an unorthodox way. Right? That's how he traffics. How can I get my son and my daughter back? How can I get them back? God, should I go this way? No, I want you to go right there in front of them and just meet them head up. How can I do it? Well, no, I need for you to go and talk to this other person because I'm going to use this other person to help you get to where you need to go. I'm going to use this other person. But God, I don't talk to that person. Matter of fact, me and that person got something going on. But I need for you to talk to this person because this person has the ability to talk to the people that got your people captive. No, God. Me and her got an offense. I'm offended by her. God said, yeah, go make it right then. If you want your stuff back, go make it right. If you want your stuff back, go make it right. And oftentimes, we walk around with an offense in our heart. And that alone will block you from getting what God has for you. Make it right. I was at the Caravans unit preaching Sunday, and I was administering communion. And while I was administering the communion bread, as soon as I grabbed the bread and began to say, take this body, the Holy Spirit stopped me in my tracks and said, there's a bunch of people in here walking with an offense. They've been offended. They've been offended. And when I said that, eyes got big. And I went a little bit further and I began to say, if I have offended someone in here, please forgive me. And at the end of the service, one gentleman came up weeping and crying. And saying, I've been offended by you. I've been offended by you. And I'm saying, I don't, for what? Because you didn't protect me. You didn't protect me. And I'm saying, I thought what needed to be done for you. But he looked at it from a different standpoint. But you know what? He made it right. He made it right. And the reason why the enemy raised so much hell with us, because we harbored some things within us that God have told us to let go. Let it go. Just let it go. That hurt that transpired in the past, just let it go. That neighbor, that next door neighbor, that you can't get along with and y'all had some words with 2 or 3 days ago, just let it go. Mm-hmm. Just let it go. That mother-in-law that you been dealing with and talking, Just go head on and call her back and tell her how you apologize from what transpired. I know God is coming down your row. Just tell them how you apologize. And watch what begin to happen. Mm-hmm. Because see, that boss, he been in your face. And you didn't say any words, but in your mind, you cursed him out from the top to the bottom. Come on. Just go on and make it right. Go on and make it right. Oh, yes. Just make it right. Because see, when we do those things, we have the ability to function and flow and take back everything that the enemy have stolen. Amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Come on, as the praise team begin to come, I feel God in this place. And I feel that a lot of people's backs are up against the wall. Your joy is gone and you're wondering, how can I get this back? I ain't felt God's presence in a long time. How can I get it back? I was here, but seem like I'm down here right now. And I don't know which way, I don't know where to go. I'm in a dry place. I'm in a valley. How can I come up? And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that, please go make it right.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We pray you were encouraged and would love to hear from you. For more information on Church of Living Waters, check out col.info.